It's Coach Ben Parkin. And, Coach, we're going to go back. Well, let's get, since game two just finished, let's just push that out of the way first here. Game two, you gave up a run. You had two outs right away and then a couple of walks followed by a single that gave him a 1-0 lead. And it wasn't terrible, but obviously when you get two outs right away, you would like to get out without giving up anything. But give credit to East Grand Forks to put a couple of walks and a hit together.
Yeah, you know, they're not a bad hitting team. They're, you know, they have good athletes like a lot of the teams do. But that just goes to show the importance of not walking hitters. You know, you get two outs and walks are going to kill you no matter when they come. So you just can't give any teams free bases like that.
In the bottom of the inning, you get a single from Carter Couette to start off the game, and then Blake Melsha gets hit by a pitch. Things are looking pretty good to answer. You have runners at first and second, ended up being at second and third after a double steal. But then your next three batters, your 3, 4, and 5 batters, all strike out looking, and I don't think any of us saw that coming.
No, and that's we've addressed that several times this year. You know, I talked to the kids about it before the game, and you know, last night's game was a problem too. This the striking out looking is it's been an issue this year. I don't know how to explain it, but we've worked on it in practice. We've worked on situational 2-strike hitting in practice and seeing curveballs and, you know, seeing off speed pitches, and it's just, you know, it's something that we just don't have a knack for right now. But hopefully we pull together and start taking a better approach with 2 strikes. You know, I've talked to him about that several times, so hope it gets better.
Yeah, the old saying, anything close with the 2 strikes, you're swinging.
Yeah, no, absolutely. It's really that simple. I just tell them, you know, choke up, you know, shorten up your swing, and you're just trying to make contact, just trying to put the ball in play, or at least follow a couple pitches off and make the pitcher work a little bit. But yeah, I don't know how to explain it. We've talked about it several times. It's one of those things that's been frustrating this year, but hopefully we can figure it out.
Yep. And go into the second inning, they were able to score 3 runs, and they scored 2 runs on an error that was dropped, and just the first batter reached on a strikeout and a pass ball. So all 3 runs were unearned in that second inning, and obviously that hurt.
Yeah. Yeah, those things definitely hurt. I don't know if Tanner was having problems out there or not. He seemed like he was okay. He's been having issues, arm issues in the past. So, he's a little bit inconsistent at times, a little bit wild. But, I mean, like I said, he's new. I mean, he hasn't played since 7th grade, so he's still trying to figure it out. But I think if he gets dialed in, he'll be really good for us. I mean, he hasn't been terrible, but just needs to fine-tune a couple things, and I think he'll be good.
Yeah, he just didn't have that control that we've seen from him before that shoulder injury, that's for sure.
Yep. I'm not sure what, if it's just fatigue or what it is. I'm sure, you know, like I said, he hasn't played in years, so it's probably, you know, he's probably building muscle and breaking down muscle and everything and connective tissue and everything there. So, it's bound to hurt a little bit, but he's coming around.
Yeah, that was. He definitely battled out there, that's for sure. Then they were able to win the second game 6-0. But let's go to game one. What a performance from your team. In the game, you had, only had 1 error. Your pitchers total, Gavin did not walk a batter. Alex Longoria came in, walked 1. And so only 1 error, 1 walk. It wasn't a coincidence you came away with a victory.
Yeah, I mean, that's as good as we can play, I think. I mean, I told the kids too, I mean, after that first game, that was as close to a perfectly played game as you can get. Super proud of the way they responded. Last night's loss was pretty frustrating for everybody. And, you know, we could easily came out here and threw the ball around and packed up the tent and rolled over and let Eastside have their way with us. But we showed a lot of resiliency and a lot of gall coming back like that. I was really proud of the kids for that.
Well, and the third inning, you scored 4 runs. You only had 1 hit, but you started it off with a walk for Jack Doda. He ended up scoring on an error, and then Contreras put one in play, and he reached on an error. Couette did the same thing, put it in play, reached on an error. After a strikeout, Longoria singles in a run, and then Bull, Luchny, and Widman all walk, followed by a Demra walk as well. And you're able to score 4 runs in the inning, and just again putting the ball in play, hitting it hard, good things happen.
Absolutely, you got to get base runners on, and you got to put the ball in play and move them around. And I mean, that's key is just putting the ball in play and letting their defense, making their defense make the plays. And, you know, they booted it around a little bit. But, I mean, if we don't put the ball in play, nothing gets started there. So that's, yeah, runners on base, move them around, put the ball in play.
East Grand Forks was able to score a run in the fourth inning, and they had runners at second and third with one out. And then Gavin, he strikes out the next batter and then gets a fly to center field to get out of a jam there. Then you respond in the fifth inning with four runs, and I thought that turn of events in the fourth, then you scoring those runs in the fifth, that was really the difference in the game.
Yep, a couple of big innings there, and that's usually the case in every game. It's usually one or two innings where it's just a big inning, and you either have to avoid it or you have to have that big inning to win games. And we're happy that we're on the offensive end of it this time.
To beat East Grand Forks 9-3 in game one, that has to give the boys a lot of confidence going here the rest of the season. You've played Warroad, lost two close ones with them, Fergus Falls. You could easily have your record above 500 just on one-run games that you've had. And so to beat East Grand Forks like you did really has to give you a nice shot in the arm.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we've been in a lot of close games, and I've been telling the boys that they're really close, you know, to playing some good ball. And we haven't been playing too bad, really. It's just, you know, we're kind of short on pitching. You know, like I said before, we typically start slow, dig ourselves a hole, start coming back, make a good game of it, and then just can't close it out at the end. So, I mean, we've been really close, I think, for several weeks now, several games. Like you just said, a couple one-run games. You know, we got walked off twice in Warroad. Those games could have easily been victories for us. So I'm happy with the way they're playing. They're coming around. And you know, I think we're going to peak right at the right time here at the end of the season.
And it's not like Fergus Falls. They play a very competitive schedule. They play some of the bigger schools in their area just from where they're located. They play St. Cloud, Alexandria, you know, the Brainerds and teams like that. So they're playing very good baseball schools. So could have beat them, but they beat you by one. Warroad, they beat Roseau. So you lose to them by two walk-offs. And as you said, the boys are playing well, and you keep getting better, it seems like, each week. And with five games this week, you have no choice but to get better.
Yeah, that's key. You know, you got to get better each time you step on the field, and I think I've seen that. Even though things haven't gone our way every game, you know, it's still you learn from every game, and you learn from every mistake and every situation and everything. So they're learning a lot. It's a process, of course, but I'm happy with the way things are coming around.
Well, congratulations on the win, 9-3 over East Grand Forks. They come back to get the split. Now you head to Ada on Thursday. Then you have Hawley on Friday. So still a few games, and then actually playoffs start 2 weeks from today. So we're getting to that point in the season where you want to fine-tune those things and get everything straightened out before playoffs start.
Yep. We're just going to concentrate on hitting from here on out, just try and get a bunch of reps and trying to address the two-strike hitting, you know, again, if we can, and try and, you know, fine-tune that and make sure that's not an issue going forward. But, yeah, no, just come out and, you know, play a few more games this week and try and get some really good at-bats and put some more runs up on the board.
And we should mention Gavin Luchny as well. He went 6 1/3 innings for you. He scattered 9 hits. He gave up 3 runs, did not walk a batter, struck out 3. And how big has he been this year as a freshman? He really doesn't walk many batters at all.
No, he's been fantastic. I mean, we liked him from the get-go. You know, at the start of the season, he's been, you know, one of our, if not our most accurate pitcher by far. I think he's walked one batter the entire year. So he throws strikes and he makes the defense work. And our defense played really well tonight. I thought behind him made all the plays we should have. And you just can't say enough about a freshman coming in and performing the way he has. It's been huge. So we're looking for good things out of him in the future and in the end of this year.
And the defense, as you said, they were fantastic in game one. Played pretty much flawlessly, I thought.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Like I said, it was pretty darn close to a perfectly played game by our kids, and I couldn't be more proud of them.
Coach, thanks for talking to us. Congratulations on the game one win, and we'll see you in Ada on Thursday.
You bet. Thanks a bunch.
Yep, that is the head coach of the Crookston Pirates, Coach Ben Parkin. We thank him for talking with us here in the post-game show.